Joining me on the line now, though, is Richard Neville. He's the Mitchell Librarian and Director of Education and Scholarship and a member of the executive team at the State Library. Richard, thanks so much for your time this morning.
A pleasure.
So what inspired you to become a librarian?
Well, I came about it from a sort of different route, I suppose. I actually studied art history. And, I mean, libraries are very different beasts. So, you know, you've got law libraries, science libraries, and the State Library of New South Wales is a kind of general reference library, but it also collects manuscripts and papers and pictures that document the life and times of Australia. So I came into it through the pictures side of things, but pictures are, you know, books and art and so on, they're all part of cultural production, I suppose. So it's all meld into a one sort of fascinating organisation that is both books, but it's also papers and paintings and maps and manuscripts and letters and journals and all sorts of things. So that's what.
And yeah, it's a cool story. So, I mean, the general idea that people seem to think is that there's been a real decline in library users over the last few years. Has that been your experience?
Well, things have changed, obviously, because in the olden days, probably pre-internet years, if you any kind of reference inquiry one had, you'd obviously head off to a library, school library or your local library. Obviously, once the internet turned up, that changed things dramatically. But in fact, public libraries, and there are about 360-odd around New South Wales, have seen increases in usage because, I mean, the kind of myth that everyone has access to the internet is not always true, so a lot of it is not true. So in sort of less advantaged communities, the library is often the only place they can get access to the internet, and a lot of government services are now delivered virtually exclusively by the internet. But people also see libraries, and we see it in our place, which is sitting in the middle of a city. You know, there's a sense of that there's a community. You know, you're in contact with other people. Libraries often provide free Wi-Fi, so people will come and sit and use their devices, use whatever resources the libraries have. So there may not be, although we are seeing more books being borrowed, or, you know, e-books or physical books and so on, but library usage is increasing rather than declining. But people are perhaps not using them so much for reference purposes, but they see them as social spaces where, you know, community events are held, local history is discussed, they can meet their friends. Public libraries are very good at public programming, so there's often author talks. So that they've kind of become a community hub and a very important part of the community landscape.
And today is Book Lovers Day. What do you see as the real importance of reading?
I think I do a lot of reading for work, which is important in one sense, but perhaps not pleasurable. But, you know, reading is just the way you can learn. It's a way of communication, which is vital. It's a way of expressing ideas, and it's also a way of expanding your own horizons, I think, because either a work of non-fiction or even a work of fiction which will take you into spaces you wouldn't have normally anticipated going can really help broaden the way you view your world, and I think also helps you understand your place in the world. And I think in a society which can often be quite isolating in terms of the way, even the way the internet works, just the sense of being able to go to worlds that aren't yours, I think, is a really important part of the reading process.
And in a world that is increasingly becoming more and more digital, how do we keep people engaged with reading?
Well, I think that is a real issue. I see it with my own kids. You know, the idea, I mean, the whole thing that once you would, even watching TV, for instance, you'd sit in front of a TV program and it's, you know, start at the beginning and go through to the end. With the device world we now live in, it's much more attention, you know, short spurts of whatever you're looking at on your device. So I think reading is a way of helping people understand the importance of longer focused attention. I think reading is also, it's a kind of, It's a way of kind of calming you down somewhat, I think, and it's also just one of those, I think the future of reading is interesting in the sense with my kids who are sort of teenagers, they will still at the end of the day sit down with a book, put down their device and sit down with a book. And I think books themselves are don't show any signs of disappearing. Reading itself doesn't show any signs of disappearing. But I think the way people learn is changing. So, kids, just using the example of my children again, one of my sons is very interested in football. And 20 years ago, he would have read all of that. You know, he would have picked up magazines or done whatever. Now he learns a lot of it through YouTube and watching. So the way we absorb information is changing. But fundamental to all of it, really, is at some point, reading is still part of that process of learning and part of that process of exchanging information. So I don't think reading itself will ever disappear. I think the way we consume reading will change. Interestingly, e-devices, which were predicted to kind of take over the entire publishing industry, have sort of stagnated, and in terms of their impact onto the reading public, and people still seem to prefer, particularly for works of fiction, there's still a lot of interest in the physical product of a book. So, I think the way you consume a device, read on a device, and the way you read on a book is very different. Books provide you with an innate structure, and there does seem to be some evidence that you actually remember more when you read a book than when you read a device, because the physical object of a book is a kind of scaffold which helps you. Now, you know you're halfway through it, you know you saw the phrase you're interested in on the top half of a page, and you can't get any of that kind of physicality of reading on a device because it's just one long screen. So they're really sort of, I think reading will always be around, but it has been impacted by the way the internet has kind of come into our lives.
Well, it sounds like the future is definitely looking bright. Richard, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. Rightio.
That was Richard Neville, the Mitchell Librarian and Director of Education and Scholarship, and a member of the executive team at the State Library, having a chat with us this morning about Book Lovers Day. It is today. So, I mean, is there really a better excuse to just cancel anything you had planned today? Yep, sorry, can't do it. Book Lovers Day. I'm going to go sit inside and finish my novel.